Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Pop-Pop Douglas, still without his keys here, but he made it. He got in here today.
I did. I made it. I had to make it. Now I'm trying to, you know, figure out how I'm going to fix this situation.
You're going to need new keys.
You need to find the keys.
that's the number
if
one.
If you want my advice.
Yeah, I'm working on that, man. Like the way this thing went today, I mean, I'm hoping for the win, but it ain't looking good.
Yeah, so, you know, it's almost like I see an analogy to the Phillies here. Like, there's the obvious issue, which is your keys are gone. And then there's the underlying issue, which is what are you doing losing your keys? So the obvious issue is the Phillies offense sucks right now, mm-hmm. right? But the underlying issue I see is that I think they're tuning the manager out. That's not good. So, you got to fix. Can we fix that issue? Can we fix the pop-up in Hugh?
What's more likely? 5 runs from the Phillies tonight or Hugh finds his keys?
Oh, the 5 runs.
I don't know, man.
I'm feeling like these.
Did you see those swings yesterday? 5 runs.
I'm feeling like these keys is might be.
I'm telling it. The skip theory,
I'm making adjustments.
If we find out Skip took your keys, is that a...
I got to put hands on Skip.
He might want that.
You might be giving him what he wants.
Yeah, that might be the problem. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Phillies? Player issue, or are you with me in that you're starting to lose faith in Topper here? And again, I don't think the guy has appreciably changed strategically as a manager. That's never been his strength, but he was a guy the players seem to respond to, and I'm not seeing that now. And now I got 2 outfielders in 2 weeks getting very chirpy about the manager. Last week, we know what Castellanos and Topper, that whole thing. And then since then, I mean, Nick Castellanos has gone full Nick Castellanos mode for a week now. He swung at the first pitch in 25 of 34 plate appearances. That tells me he's off in la-la land doing his own thing. He's in Nick Castellanos' world. And then I have Kepler yesterday, who I agree with everyone. He stinks. Who the hell is Max Kepler to talk? But like the fact that he said he was promised to be an everyday player and it's affecting him that he's not... I mean, who's he talking about there? Who writes the lineup card out? He's talking about the manager. Where do you come down to the Phillies? 215-592-9494 for Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What's up,
Chuck?
Man?
What's up?
Hey, here you sound like you got a single white female situation on your hands, dude. You might have to move, brother. Or skip.
It took me 2 years to find the place that I'm in.
You got to up and get out, though.
You know what I mean? I got to figure. Chuck, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to figure this out, man. I'm about to figure this out.
Yeah, this guy, you know, he's out of pocket, man. I heard him yesterday, man. You know, all of your cologne and you're eating your bacon. Goodness gracious. Man,
he's a problem, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, here's the situation, right? I'm going to tell you right now, you know, these guys, Castellanos is a coward, okay? Because you don't let your woman... Just don't let your woman come and, you know, get on Instagram or whatever or Facebook or whatever and Twitter and start talking about your livelihood. You know what I'm saying? As a man, you're supposed to have that in intact. What tells me that she's allowing her to do that, and that's cowardly to me. If you got a problem with Topper, you go to sit down with Topper one-on-one like a man and you discuss some problems with him. But he's a coward. You know what I mean? He's a fake tough guy, and I don't like him at all. You know, Kyle Schwarber, he doesn't move the needle for me. I wouldn't give him a new contract, you know, if it was – the last thing on earth, he's not getting a new contract. Simple as they doesn't move the needle. You know what I mean? All these guys, Trey Turner stinks as a shortstop. He doesn't move the needle. Listen, I told you before, his team goes where Bryce Harper goes. And Bryce Harper right now is on the shelf with an injury. He seems to be more injury prone as the years go on. Look, this team, you know, shout out to the pitching staff. You know, hats off to them, man. Those guys pitch their behinds off. But you sit here and you got these guys, they're turkeys, man. Their turkey served up at Thanksgiving dinner with a shot of cranberry sauce, okay? And that's just what they are. And the bottom line is this. I used to think it was Dave Dombrowski's fault. But, I mean, he only could do so much. What do you want the guy to do? You know, could go out and get traded for 5, 6 different players? These guys, you know, you only get about like 1 or 2 players to make a difference. You know, these guys don't hack it. They can't hack it, man. You know, I can't look at the manager. I can't look at Dave Dombrowski. These guys are getting paid a ton of money. And they are not doing it. The core of this team. You know what I mean? And I didn't believe them going into this year. But I wanted to be wrong. But, I mean, you go out there, you lay an egg like that, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, and when your pitching staff is like that, I mean, you got a pitching staff that can take you to the World Series.
I know. That's the part that is the worst part, Chuck, that they could waste one of the great pitching staffs the Phillies have ever had. They're amazing.
Ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, I just remind me of 2011.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You know, these guys, but those guys, you know, the offense in 2011 was a little better than this. These guys are turkeys, man. I tell you, they don't do nothing. I mean, you know, they talk well. Oh, I want to change up. I want to do this, that, and the third. But when push comes to shove, when you get punched in the mouth, you revert to your old habits. And that's what's happening. Again, punched in the mouth right now. And it's going to happen in September if they're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, October rather, to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to make. But if they're fortunate enough to make the playoffs, they're going to be one and done because they stink.
Well, this offense right now, it does feel like a one and done offense. Chuck, we appreciate the phone call. You know, Chuck made me think there. We should put some of these Phillies on turkey watch. Like, who's a full turkey right now? Kepler's a turkey. Is Castellanos gone full turkey on us?
It says a lot.
Okay.
When, you know, you...
Bohm's a turkey.
It just says
Stott's
a lot.
Stott's a big turkey.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. But it says a lot. Chuck gave us a mouthful. It just says a lot, man. I mean, you know...
Who's fighting battles for you is what you're talking about?
You have to handle yourself. In my opinion, I think you should handle yourself a certain way.
Yeah, and look, Each thing as an individual thing is its own thing, right? And you could say, well, that was a one-off with Castellanos. You could say this is a one-off with Max Kepler. And I understand there's a sentiment out there. Kyle echoed it. Who the hell is Max Kepler? I mean, the guy's been here for a few months. He hasn't done anything. Who is he to ask for more playing time?
Like, that was a bold move.
It is. I'm with everyone. Like, who does this guy think he is? But to me, this feels like there's an underlying thing here where we got a couple chirpy people.
He felt emboldened.
He felt
emboldened.
Because of Castellanos. And again,
yeah.
Castellanos chirped last week and then got his way. So if I'm Max Kepler, I'm like, you know what? I'll chirp. I'll get my way. He'll play me against lefties now. Like, what are we doing here? Who's in charge? You know what? If the Phillies want to make a statement today, I can tell you what Dave Dabrowski and Topper should do.
Somebody.
They should DFA Kepler and call Crawford.
Well, I mean,
get him off the team.
Doesn't that tell you that there's a lack of self-awareness for Max Kepler, though? Because Nick Castellanos, at the very least, has earned his stature in the clubhouse.
Well, yes.
As a guy who
He's
had played every, like, he was on that huge streak. I think guys in the clubhouse respected him for it. What kind of respect has Max Kepler earned in this clubhouse?
That's
okay, well, then shut your mouth,
move.
Dude.
It is a bold move.
Would you cut him today? I would DFA him.
I don't see the downside. And yeah. He's hitting, like, a feeble 200?
Get rid
Beautiful.
Of him. I mean, I think that would be a way to have the managers back. Like, if Dombrowski signed this guy.
Show some stones.
Yeah, like, Dombrowski could take the L on this. Because, obviously, Topper's the one getting crushed for it. He got the guys talking about how he was promised he'd play every day, and he's not. That's the manager makes the lineup card out. If I'm Dombrowski today, I want to have my managers back, then I cut the guy, get rid of him, and bring Justin Crawford up and try to make this thing better. Unfortunately, we got a lot of turkeys around here. I mean, this is a lineup full of turkeys, as Chuck said, and I agree with him. 215-592-9494. It would be a real shame and like an all-time shame, Hugh, if they waste this pitching staff. You don't get a rotation like this very often where you have four guys that basically the whole season have looked like all-stars. Wheeler, Suarez, Luzardo, other than those two starts where he was tipping the pitches, and
yeah.
Sanchez. Like, this is pretty rare to have four guys that just dominate almost every time they go out, and yet they just lost three straight games where their pitchers dominated. It's ridiculous. Ron and Monco's up. Hey, Ron.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey.
What's up, Ron?
Ron, how we doing?
27 innings, one run.
Oh, wonderful.
27 innings, one run. Okay.
Don't sound so happy.
Yeah, well, it's time.
I told you so, Ron.
There's only one way out. Listen, guys, there's only one way out of this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One way. Dombrowski is not part of it. He needs to go now. You cannot trust him to do anything. The only thing that you could do with this team, and I said it 2 months ago, is you start trading off pieces. The only thing you keep is pitchers. That's it. You fill in, and you get the next year. You re-sign Schwarber, sign and trade. okay? You re-signed Ranger, okay? You keep him in the fall, and then now we got a pitching team. Now we just got to put it. You have to dissolve this lineup. This is a disease. It's a disease, and you got to get rid of it. And you can't trust Dombrowski. Can you, Joe?
No,
can
you no, trust no. Him? Dombrowski's moves on the offensive side have been a disaster. I mean, Kepler's a waste of everyone's time, and now he's getting mouthy after games.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter because they all stink, okay? And what happens is they're like a group of women, man. You put them together, and they just fall apart.
This is awesome.
It's just – I want to hear the Sunny side on this. Try to Sunny side this, Hugh.
Sugarcoat this one, Douglas.
Come on, Hugh. I can't wait to hear this.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Sunny side.
Like, you're like positive spin, Hugh. What do you got for us today? No, it's going to be okay.
Can I tell you, Ron, what happened this morning? Because, you know, as I was riding with my daughter and we were talking about this, and I heard what Kepler said, my immediate response was, that's not good.
That's not good.
I mean,
who cares what Kepler said?
Well, yeah, because you got two outfielders now saying the managers know what he's doing.
It's one of those things, Ron, when he starts chirping, then you have to think that other guys in the locker room might echo his sentiment.
I get you, Hugh, but guess what? I'm rehabbing the Golden Boy. I'm trading him too. I am trading everything, man. Maybe keep Kepler. Or no, the new kid at third base, the utility player.
Kemp.
And bring some minor leaguers up and be done with this. You have the pitching staff. I'm telling you, in pieces, piece by piece, they're worth a lot of money. You can get right back in it. But if you run the rubber off of this thing, then your pitchers are going to start going. And how many times can your pitchers go out and show and pitch 1-0 for seven, eight innings? These guys are going to say, you know what, I'm done too. It's not good.
Well, and of course not. I mean, they're going to get frustrated. Ron, we appreciate the phone call. They're also going to get drained. I mean, they are leaning heavily on these starting pitchers to get through these games because the bullpen's obviously not very good, and they can't score. I mean, they are leaning on these guys, and it's a shame what happened. I mean, for all three of those guys to take L's this week, for the team to take L's with them on the mound, it's crazy. I mean, that's special starting pitching, and they couldn't muster together anything. 215-592-9494. Look, I'm not blaming it all on Topper, but I go back to the first game of the series where he let Rojas hit and just basically shrugged it away. Last night he's telling me they care too much. Like, enough of that. And I got two outfielders now questioning his managing. I mean, it feels to me like we got the tip of the iceberg and then what's below. The tip of the iceberg is, they can't hit enough. We know that. They're middle of the pack in home runs. It's not good enough. You take Schwarber's home runs out and it's a bottom of the baseball, home run hitting team. But the rest of the iceberg, are they losing faith in the manager? That's what I'm starting to feel. And if they stop believing him, I don't understand the point of keeping him around. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, Dream Team, how y'all doing, man?
Well, we're trying to figure it out, Will.
Out why
I mean,
you
we
crashed
got a lot.
Out yesterday.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. listen, I crashed out yesterday, and I want to apologize. But
no, don't apologize.
No, apology accepted.
This is why I'm crashing out, man. Because this is what I've been saying the whole entire time, man.
Crashed out yesterday.
Like, as a manager and as a coach, you got to know your players, right?
Yep.
Now, like I said, y'all saying what y'all saying about Max Kepler, but listen, he's a good player. He's going to do his thing, man.
Oh no, Will. The guy has stunk.
Listen, let me say something, bro. And I'm gonna keep it real. I know players, right? Just like what I said about Castellanos, right? I know players, man. These guys, they want to win, right? The thing is, right, the manager is not managing the team, man. He's not looking at the tapes. He's not going over, like what the lineup should be and none of that, man. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he got to be more on, like, what the players need to do and like, be on a top, man. But this is what I want to say, too, man. And listen, I know what y'all saying about Harper. I love Harper. Listen, he is our guy. And Harper, I want you to hear this. You hurting our team right now, man. If you're hurt, you're hurt. Okay? Listen, man, I need you to rehab yourself and get back on this team, man, because we need you, bro. Like, this is a time where we got to band together, and we need you right now, man. And this is the thing that I've been saying. Like, with all these guys having these, you know, these contracts and all this, listen, it's a distraction, man. Win the World Series, and then you will get your payoff. This is what I'm saying, man. Because, to be honest, he may be hurt, but listen, I think it's more of a contract thing. And I may be wrong, but if I'm not wrong, but what I want to say is, Harper, listen, it's time for you to step up, baby. The team needs you. We can't let this season go by again, man. We're not going to have a losing season again. This team has been kept together because the owner and the fans believe in the players. And guess what? They'll can win the World Series. They're in your own way. There's no other team better than us. This is why everybody stacked the teams up to try to beat us. They know we are the team to beat. You gotta know that. You guys gotta dig deep and put that ego aside and start playing baseball, man. You gotta incorporate small ball, and guess what? If you gotta knock it out the field, knock it out the field. But what I wanna see is a team effort, man. I need everybody in. I need everybody to do their job. And it starts with the manager. Understand who you playing and make the lineup the right lineup so we can start winning these games, man. We all have to be held accountable now. And this is the season to win. We don't want to go with another season, another loss, none of that. We want to win a World Series. This is the time. So let's get it.
Will's back, baby.
Yeah,
Will's
back.
Right off the mat.
That's a good job, Will. We appreciate the phone call. Big bounce back for Will yesterday after
a huge bounce back.
4-minute rant about a different topic than the one we had discussed the entire day.
Just living in last week.
Yeah, he is.
Not anymore.
I got to give Will credit for something. Sometimes, you know, I might move off my opinion very quick. Some people don't move off their opinion quick enough. Will is as ride or die for players he likes as anyone that calls the station. I mean, he still is championing Max Kepler as a good player. I just 5 seconds ago we advocated a DFA Kepler today to send a message. I'd cut him before the game starts today in Atlanta. How the hell is he? But we have an issue here. They don't hit enough. They don't hit enough home runs. And obviously, there's some issues now with the manager. And if the manager's losing the clubhouse, then I'm starting to wonder what the heck the manager's doing. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Players, top, or who are you most frustrated with as the Phillies get swept in Houston? Before we go any further, though, it is a Friday, which means you know what it is on the Midday Show. It's a Tri-Day.
Friday, Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Tri-Day. Hugh and Joe on Friday.
It's on me. It's on me.
Yeah, it's all right. It's a Friday. Here's what it is, though. Hugh, it's not just a Friday. You know what tonight is, right? It's a big night. You going? Not going to the party tonight?
Where?
The Puck It Up Flyers Draft Party with Bros.
Past Hugh's bedtime.
How about, can I get my car keys first? Can I do that?
Priorities.
No.
Puck It Up first,
car. I mean, how am I going to get there?
Get an Uber to Chickies in Glassboro.
Skip will give you a ride.
Yeah.
I mean, how am I going to
get? Skip will drive you where you want.
Skip probably got my damn car keys.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is a long play for him, for you to get in the car with him so we can start driving you around. It's a good strategy.
I'm waiting for the text this weekend. Help. Skip has taken me.
Been kidnapped.
Kidnapped by Skip. All right. It is a Tri-Day. No, we're not talking about that Skip and Tri-Day. We're talking about Broads' draft party. Broads going to join us at 1 o'clock today. We're going to puck it up with him. We need his take on who the Flyers should select tonight in the first round of the NHL draft. But it is Broads' party tonight, right? It's the Puck It Up Flyers Broads draft party. So here is what we're looking for on Tri-Day. A snack, a creative snack you could bring to Broads' party. Hugh, if you're going to Broads' party tonight, you're tasked with bringing something. What are you bringing?
Gummies.
That is a creative, yeah. Like, we're looking for something.
I don't know if those are like rated E for everybody, though, you know? Well, there might be children.
Yeah, no, this is a family event.
At the party?
Sure.
Dude, the Flyers are for everyone, man.
I mean, they are, but It's
We're
a
trying
party.
To usher in a new era of orange here. We need the young group.
Okay, I bring orange gummies.
Okay.
I pick out all the orange ones.
Mr. Festive.
This is my fault for asking. All right, Friday, Friday.
Just watch and see. Look, like, leave me in the bowl and tell the kids, stay away from those.
Excuse that guy. Like, what are you bringing to parties? Like, the weed, man. Bringing the weed.
All right, creative snack to bring to Broach's draft party night. Let's go to Aaron, who's up in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Dude, that's crazy.
Q, you look like you were having so much fun yesterday. And you know what? A good indication that you had a great night was the fact that when you wake up in the morning, you can't find your keys.
That's true.
Yeah, and you know what? I was sober the whole time. I didn't take a drink or anything, and I lose my car keys.
You might want to change that story. It makes you sound worse.
It does sound worse. You were totally normal, and you lost everything. Sounds a lot worse.
Joe, I think I've discovered a new Hugh Douglas.
Oh, what is it?
It's a backseat driving Hugh Douglas. It just happened with Will, and it happened last week with Elliot. When somebody goes on their rant, Hugh just kind of goes,
Oh, yeah. Like Hype Man Douglas. Hype Man Hugh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don King Douglas over here. Yeah, we found him.
That would be me. Except I'm bald. Don King.
Hey, Hugh, I wanted to pick your brain because you are the resident professional athlete. How frustrated as a professional athlete do you have to be to spout off like Nick Castellanos has? And like Max Kepler has.
You have to be pretty frustrated, especially in Kepler's position, because it's like you don't have the cachet, in my opinion, to chirp the way that you've chirped and talked about what you've been promised and haven't been given, because you haven't – the times that you've been out there, you haven't shown a whole lot. I remember when the season started, we were all at the ballpark. It was us in the afternoon show. And we were doing the parlays, like we were talking about who we think is going to have a good game. Max had, I think he hit a home run the first game.
It was against the Rockies the first week of the season. Yeah,
and then after that, he went MIA.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, you're kind of bold. That was kind of a bold move of yours.
Yeah, I mean, the guy has played to the level where we could have a serious conversation about just dumping him and getting a new left fielder, calling Crawford up. And he's complaining, Aaron, about playing time, which makes me wonder if they're all questioning the manager and he's just emboldened enough to say it out loud.
You know, if you're not going to bring up Crawford, then I would actually give Kepler some leeway. And I would actually say, hey, you want to be – I would give him 30 days. Doesn't matter if it's a lefty or righty, whatever it is, throw him out there for 30 days. See, because let's face it. I mean, baseball and being a professional baseball player, you know, that ball's coming at you pretty quick. And if you're taking days off, it's hard to get into a rhythm and get into a momentum where you're feeling comfortable. And if you're not feeling comfortable at that plate, you're not going to swing the bat very well.
So I get that, but you got – you're right, and I understand his point and yours, but it is rich when you're hitting 209 in your days you do play to ask for more playing time. It's like, I stink when I play me more. I mean, like, it's a lot to get past that.
You know, and it's funny because I made a prediction that Topper wouldn't make it past the All-Star break.
Yeah, you did.
It looks like he's going to make it past the All-Star break. But he may, if things continue the way they are, he may not make it through the end of the season. It's, you know, unfortunately, he is a particular coach. And just like we had Tortorella with the Flyers, he has a certain way of operating. And at first it works, but then after a couple of years, it kind of wears on the players and he starts losing the locker room. You know, I think at this point, Topper may be losing the locker room.
He might. Darren, he might be. And I'm starting to feel that more than I ever have. Aaron, what would you bring tonight? A unique snack, creative snack to bring to Broads' Flyers draft party.
So you got to have something that's a little bit cheesy, a little bit spicy, a little bit porky. How about a bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper?
Bacon-wrapped jalapeno popper? That's not a bad. Good one. Good one, Aaron. All
jalapeno
right.
Jalapeno poppers.
So we talked about the weenie scale with the Sixers.
Yeah.
Maybe the weenie scale needs to be tipped a little bit with the Phils. DFA Kepler, yep. Bring up a hungry kid like Justin Crawford.
I would DFA Kepler today.
Sends a message.
I think it's the best way to have your managers back if you're Dombrowski. I mean, you're the reason Kepler's here anyway. Now he's getting chesty. Get him off the team. 215-592-9494. Is Topper starting to lose you? It sounds to me like you might be losing this clubhouse. Your thoughts on that? The Phillies' awful series against the Astros. We'll react to it all with you. Plus, we'll get to some audio from Dave Dombrowski recently on the trade deadline. I hope he is lying through his teeth about what he says here, because if he's telling the truth, we got a problem. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped something really special, a marinated carnitas boneless pork roast. As a matter of fact, I put it on today, and I can't wait to get home to eat it because it should be done, you know, since I lost my car keys and everything, so I get that. Anyway, it's tender and juicy, flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is a next-level pork roast. The new Hatfield Marinated Carnitas Pork Roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero when you lose your keys. Makes you feel a whole lot better. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.